Thank you for joining with us on this 26th day of September. And what great things we are reading in the Word of the Lord. And today we will read two of the books of prophecy. We will read the book of Nahum, and we will read the book of Habakkuk. So I invite you to get your Bible and turn with us to the book of Nahum. In just a moment, we'll be reading from the book of Nahum and Habakkuk. And let us remember, as always, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Before we read our scripture for today, we're going to talk just a little bit about some things that we read yesterday. There is so much in the Word of God. God's Word cannot be ignored. Solomon said, "Whosoever despiseth the Word shall be destroyed. But he that feareth," that is, he that respects the commandment, that is, he who respects the Word of the Lord, that is, he who respects the precepts of the Lord, he who respects the commandment shall be rewarded. And David the psalmist said that the Word of God is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And I love reading from the Word of God. And thank you for joining with us as we read through the Scripture. Yesterday we read the prophecy of the book of Micah. And Micah, his name means "who is like unto Jehovah." And just as the name suggests, when we read the book of Micah, we see that certainly Micah is a God-exalting prophet. And Micah speaks about the judgment and the cause of the judgment. But he also speaks about the Messiah. He speaks about the birth of the Messiah. He said, "But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall come forth unto me that is to be ruler in Israel, whose going forth have been from old, from everlasting." And I want you to know that our Savior is the Lamb of God that was slain before the foundation of the world. And I want you to know that every person who is ever saved, from Adam and Eve to the last person who is born again the same way, through the sacrifice, through the shed blood, through the atoning blood of the Lamb of God. Micah the prophet speaks to us about the work of the Messiah. Great things are prophesied to us in the book of Micah. Great things are announced to us. Micah the prophet said, "It is the Lord who defends the poor. It is the Lord who will punish and judge the oppressors." It is Micah the prophet who prophesied years earlier the exact actual place of the birth of our Savior. And anyone who has read and studied the Word of God, even before Christ was born, would know the birthplace of Emmanuel, God with us. And as we read the Scripture, we see over and over again the prophets warning of the coming judgment against Israel and against Judah. But let us know also that as the Scripture and as the prophets were so faithful in declaring the Word of the Lord, judgment is coming. But 700 years before the birth of Jesus, Micah the prophet prophesied that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ was going to come, whose government there shall be no end, whose going forth have been from old, from everlasting. Our Savior was born to suffer for the sins of this world, and He was not born as an ordinary man. He was not born with a sinful nature like we have all been born with. No, sir. He is the Son of God, born of the Virgin Mary, without a human father. It is the Holy Spirit who overshadowed Mary. It is the Holy Spirit that came upon Mary. And that holy thing, that Holy One that was born of Mary, is called the Son of God. And we all have inherited our sinful nature from Adam. We are all descendants of Adam. And by Adam's disobedience, we were all made sinners. But by the obedience of one, that is, by the obedience of Christ, shall many be made righteous. That's what the Apostle Paul said. What great things we read in the Scripture. And as we read here in the book of Micah, the very last verse in the book of Micah proclaims to us that God is faithful and God will keep His covenant. God will keep His promises. And every promise that God made to Abraham will be completely fulfilled. And our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, was of the seed of Abraham. And Micah the prophet said, He will turn again. He will have compassion upon us. He will subdue our iniquities. And He will cast all of our sins into the depth of the sea. And Thou wilt perform the truth to Jacob and the mercy to Abraham, which Thou hast sworn unto our fathers from the days of old. And I want you to know that God is going to perform His promises. He is going to perform the truth to Jacob. Jacob, this is something that we must grasp, or we'll miss everything in prophecy. We'll miss everything in God's great salvation plan. We have to grasp this. The Apostle Paul spells it out clearly in Romans chapter 9. And if we miss this, nothing else in the Scripture will harmonize for us. It was said unto Rebekah, the elder shall serve the younger, as it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. I want you to know that God will perform the truth to Jacob. And I want you to know, we must grasp this. All of the people of God, all of the children of Israel, Jacob, who wrestled with the angel of the Lord, and the Lord said, you will not be called Jacob anymore, but you shall be called Israel. Israel represents, Israel is all the saved people of God. And Esau are all of the reprobate. Esau are all of the light rejectors. Esau are all of the Christ rejectors. And the church is assured that God will perform the truth of His merciful promise, which He made long ago to Abraham. Abraham, the father of the faithful. This promise is made to all that would catch a hold of this promise by faith, as we'll read today in Habakkuk. The just shall live by faith. Very, very important. Most important. And as we read yesterday, the word of the Lord that came to Micah. Micah, the prophet of the Lord, who was of the same tribe of whom our Savior came, the tribe of Judah. Micah the prophet, who lived during the same time that Isaiah the prophet lived. And Micah the prophet, he declares the destruction of the kingdoms of this world because of their multiplied wickedness and because of their idolatry. And as we read in the first chapter of Micah, Micah spells out for us the wickedness of the people. He spells out for us the cruelty of the leaders of the people, of the princes and of the governors and of the false prophets. And then Micah the prophet faithfully proclaims to us the coming of the Christ and the coming of the kingdom of God and the joys associated with it. And there's coming a day when every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God. Micah the prophet said, Behold the Lord, He shall come forth out of His place and will come down and He will tread upon the high places of the earth. The high places, that is those strong cities, that is those strongholds, that is where idol worship was conducted. The high places. And Micah the prophet said, The mountains shall be molten under him, and the valleys shall be cleft. They shall be split as wax before the fire, and as the waters that are poured down a steep place, because of the transgression, because of the sins of the house of Israel. And Micah tells us about the coming kingdom of our Lord. And I love when we get into the fourth chapter of the book of Micah. You know, as we read the scripture, we see over and over and over and over again the judgment of God against the wicked. But we also see the mercy of God for His people. The most repeated verse in the whole scripture is, His mercy endureth forever. And Micah the prophet, he spoke of the coming judgment. He said, Zion shall be plowed as a field, and Jerusalem shall become heaps, and the mountain of the house as a high place of the forest. But in chapter 4, is the promise of the coming kingdom of our Lord and of His Christ. There is a kingdom coming, and this kingdom has been told to us by the prophets of God. They've been foretold unto us by the Lord Himself, our Savior. They've been told to us by His apostles. There's coming a kingdom such as this world has never known before, a kingdom that this world has never seen before. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, He fulfills all three ordained offices. He is prophet, He is priest, and He is king. He is the one who died for the sins of this world. But not only is He the offering for our sin, He is also the ruler of His kingdom, and He has the right to reign over this kingdom. And when He comes to rule the nations of this world, then will be the answer to the prayer He has taught us to pray. Your kingdom come, Your will be done on earth even as it is in heaven. And this is a prayer that will be abundantly answered. And His kingdom is not of this world. And His kingdom cannot come out of these present world conditions. This kingdom is a kingdom that is from God, with God, our Savior, reigning as King. It is He who shall appear in power and in glory. The Apostle Paul told that church at Thessalonica. He said, "For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with Him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words." And I want you to know, He's coming back to this earth, and He's going to get us, and He's going to bring us back to Himself. And then He is going to come back to this earth again. And Micah says that when His kingdom comes, he says that every man shall sit under his vine and under his fig tree, and none shall make them afraid, for the mouth of the Lord of hosts has spoken it. For all people will walk, everyone, in the name of the Lord. And we will walk in the name of the Lord our God forever and ever. Micah the prophet said, "Many nations shall come and say, 'Come, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob. And He will teach us of His ways, and we will walk in His paths. For the law shall go forth out of Zion, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. And no more shall we need a teacher.'" The apostle to the Hebrews said, "And they shall not teach every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, 'Know the Lord,' for all shall know me from the least to the greatest." It will be a universal kingdom. He who hung on the cross in shame, He who the world spit in His face, one day the world is going to bow before Him and cry, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive glory and honor and dominion." And it's going to be a wonderful time here on this earth. There will be no wickedness. The government shall be upon His shoulders. His name is the Prince of Peace. Micah tells us this in the 4th chapter. Micah tells us, "In that day, says the Lord, will I assemble her that halts, and gather her that is driven out, and the afflicted, and I will make her a strong nation, and the Lord shall reign over them in Mount Zion forever." What a restoration this is going to be. In this world in which we are now living, this age that we're living in, we hear of wars and rumors of war, and there's all kind of unrest. There's political unrest. There's social unrest. There's cultural unrest. There's storms. There's floodings. There's earthquakes. But Micah the prophet tells us that there is coming a time of great joy upon this earth. There's coming a time when the redeemed of the Lord shall return and shall come to Zion with songs and with everlasting joy upon their heads. Isaiah the prophet and Micah the prophet spoke about the same time. Micah the prophet says, "Look unto the Lord. Our salvation comes from the Lord." Micah said, "Therefore will I look unto the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me." Verse 9 of this chapter 7, Micah says, I will bear the indignation of the Lord because I have sinned against him until he plead my cause and execute judgment for me. Micah the prophet knew where his salvation was. He knew who his sin bearer was. He knew who. He knew that he had a redeemer who would bear his sins in his own body upon the tree and give him his righteousness. He will bring me forth to the light, and I shall behold his righteousness, Micah the prophet said. Micah knew that God's salvation would surely come. And Micah said, I will bear the indignation until he plead my cause. Thank God we have an advocate with the Father. Micah said, he shall bring me to the light, and I shall behold his righteousness. He pardons our iniquity. He forgives our transgressions. He delights in mercy. Ezekiel the prophet, speaking the word of the Lord, says, As I live, says the Lord, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that he should turn from his way. For he delights in mercy. He it is who cast our sins into the depths of the sea. Our sins are buried where there can be no resurrection, where there can be remembered against us anymore, into the depths of his eternal forgetfulness. And of course, that is figurative language. But Isaiah the prophet said he puts them behind his back, where his holy eyes can see them no more. Our Lord and Savior said, He that comes unto me, I will in no wise cast out. We have so much to rejoice in. We have so much to be thankful for. We have so much to praise him for. Let's go to the Lord in prayer and read our scripture for today. Father, we worship you. We thank you. We thank you that you sent your Son, born in Bethlehem, the Son of the Highest. And he came and made the complete atonement for our sins. And then, as you so plainly tell us by the prophets, you will give unto him the throne of his father David. And we know you completely fulfill your promises. And we, like Micah the prophet, we are waiting for that day. And though in this life we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil, for you are forever with us. And we, like Micah the prophet, we will look unto you with confidence, because your word is true, because your promises are true. Thank you, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The book of Nahum, chapter 1. The burden of Nineveh. The book of the vision of Nahum, the Elkoshite. God is jealous, and the Lord revengeth. The Lord revengeth, and is furious. The Lord will take vengeance on his adversaries, and he reserveth wrath for his enemies. The Lord is slow to anger and great in power, and will not at all acquit the wicked. The Lord hath his way in the whirlwind and in the storm, and the clouds are the dust of his feet. He rebuketh the sea and maketh it dry, and drieth up all the rivers. Bashan languisheth, and Carmel, and the flower of Lebanon languisheth. The mountains quake at him, and the hills melt, and the earth is burned at his presence, yea, the world and all that dwell therein. Who can stand before his indignation, and who can abide in the fierceness of his anger? His fury is poured out like fire, and the rocks are thrown down by him. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him. But with an overrunning flood he will make an utter end of the place thereof, and darkness shall pursue his enemies. What do you imagine against the Lord? He will make an utter end. Affliction shall not rise up the second time. For while they be folded together as thorns, and while they are drunken as drunkards, they shall be devoured as stubble fully dry. There is one come out of thee that imagineth evil against the Lord, a wicked counselor. Thus saith the Lord, though they be quiet, and likewise many, yet thus shall they be cut down when he shall pass through. Though I have afflicted thee, I will afflict thee no more. For now will I break his yoke from off thee, and will burst thy bonds in sunder. And the Lord hath given a commandment concerning thee, that no more of thy name be sown out of the house of thy gods. Will I cut off the graven image and the molten image. I will make thy grave, for thou art vile. Behold, upon the mountains, the feet of him that bringeth good tidings that publish peace. O Judah, keep thy solemn feast, perform thy vows, for the wicked shall no more pass through thee. He is utterly cut off. Nahum chapter 2. He that dasheth in pieces is come up before thy face. Keep the munition, watch the way, make thy loins strong, fortify thy power mightily. For the Lord hath turned away the excellency of Jacob, as the excellency of Israel. For the emptiers have emptied them out and marred their vine branches. The shield of his mighty men is made red. The valiant men are in scarlet. The chariots shall be with flaming torches in the day of his preparation, and the fir trees shall be terribly shaken. The chariots shall rage in the streets. They shall jostle one against another in the broad ways. They shall seem like torches. They shall run like the lightnings. He shall recount his worthies. They shall stumble in their walk. They shall make haste to the wall thereof, and the defense shall be prepared. The gates of the rivers shall be opened, and the palace shall be dissolved. And Hazab shall be led away captive. She shall be brought up, and her maids shall lead her as with the voices of doves, tabern upon their breast. But Nineveh is of old like a pool of water. Yet they shall flee away. Stand, stand, shall they cry, but none shall look back. Take ye the spoil of silver, take the spoil of gold, for there is none end of the store and glory out of all the pleasant furniture. She is empty and void and waste, and the heart melteth, and the knees smite together, and much pain is in all loins, and the faces of them all gather blackness. Where is the dwelling of the lions, and the feeding place of the young lions? Where the lion, even the old lion, walked, and the lions whelp, and none made them afraid? The lion did tear in pieces enough for his whelps, and strangled for his lionesses, and filled his holes with prey, and his dens with raven. Behold, I am against thee, saith the Lord of hosts, and I will burn her chariots in the smoke, and the sword shall devour thy young lions, and I will cut off thy prey from the earth, and the voice of thy messengers shall no more be heard. Nahum chapter 3. Woe to the bloody city! It is full of lies and robbery. The prey departeth not. The noise of a whip, and the noise of the rattling of the wheels, and the prancing horses, and the jumping chariots. The horseman lifteth up both the bright sword and the glittering spear, and there is a multitude of slain, and a great number of carcasses, and there is none end of their corpses. They stumble upon their corpses, because of the multitude of the whoredoms of the well-favored harlot, the mistress of witchcrafts, that selleth nations through her whoredoms, and families through her witchcrafts. Behold, I am against thee, saith the Lord of hosts, and I will discover thy skirts upon thy face, and I will show the nations thy nakedness, and the kingdoms thy shame. And I will cast abominable filth upon thee, and make thee vile, and will set thee as a gazing stock. And it shall come to pass that all they that look upon thee shall flee from thee, and say, Nineveh is laid waste. Who will bemoan her? Whence shall I seek comforters for thee? Art thou better than populous? No. That was situate among the rivers, that had the waters round about it, whose rampart was the sea, and her wall was from the sea. Ethiopia and Egypt were her strength, and it was infinite. Put and Lubin were thy helpers, yet was she carried away, and she went into captivity. Her young children also were dashed in pieces at the top of all the streets, and they cast lots for her honorable men, and all her great men were bound in chains. Thou also shalt be drunken, thou shalt be hid, thou also shalt seek strength because of the enemy. All thy strongholds shall be like fig trees with the first ripe figs. If they be shaken, they shall even fall into the mouth of the eater. Behold, thy people in the midst of thee are women. The gates of thy land shall be set wide open upon thine enemies. The fire shall devour thy bars. Draw thee waters for the siege. Fortify thy strongholds. Go into clay and tread the mortar. Make strong the brick kiln. There shall the fire devour thee. The sword shall cut thee off. It shall eat thee up like the cankerworm. Make thyself many as the cankerworm. Make thyself many as the locust. Thou hast multiplied thy merchants above the stars of heaven. The cankerworm spoileth and fleeth away. Thy crowned are as the locust. And thy captains are as the great grasshoppers, which camp in the hedges in the cold day. But when the sun ariseth, they flee away, and their place is not known where they are. Thy shepherds slumber, O king of Assyria. Thy nobles shall dwell in the dust. Thy people is scattered upon the mountains, and no man gathereth them. There is no healing of thy bruise. Thy wound is grievous. All that hear the bruit of thee shall clap hands over thee. For upon whom hath not thy wickedness passed continually? And that completes the reading of the book of Nahum. Now we'll read the book of Habakkuk. Habakkuk chapter 1. The burden which Habakkuk the prophet did see. O Lord, how long shall I cry, and thou wilt not hear? Even cry out unto thee of violence, and thou wilt not save. Why dost thou show me iniquity, and cause me to behold grievance? For spoiling and violence are before me, and there are that rise up strife and contentions. Therefore the law is slacked, and judgment doth not go forth. For the wicked doth compass about the righteous, therefore wrong judgment proceedeth. Behold ye among the heathen, and regard, and wonder marvelously, for I will work a work in your days which you will not believe, though it be told you. For lo, I raise up the Chaldeans, that bitter and hasty nation, which shall march through the breadth of the land, to possess the dwelling places that are not theirs. They are terrible and dreadful. Their judgment and their dignity shall proceed of themselves. Their horses also are swifter than the leopards, and are more fierce than the evening wolves. And their horsemen shall spread themselves, and their horsemen shall come from far. They shall fly as the eagle that hasteth to eat. They shall come all for violence. Their faces shall sup up as the east wind, and they shall gather the captivity as the sand. And they shall scoff at the kings, and the princes shall be a scorn unto them. They shall deride every stronghold, for they shall heap dust and take it. Then shall his mind change, and he shall pass over and offend, imputing this his power unto his God. Art thou not from everlasting, O Lord my God, mine Holy One? We shall not die, O Lord. Thou hast ordained them for judgment, and O mighty God, thou hast established them for correction. Thou art of purer eyes than to behold evil, and canst not look on iniquity. Wherefore lookest thou upon them that deal treacherously, and holdest thy tongue when the wicked devoureth a man that is more righteous than he, and maketh men as the fishes of the sea, as the creeping things that have no ruler over them. They take up all of them with the angle. They catch them in their nets, and gather them in their drag. Therefore they rejoice and are glad. Therefore they sacrifice unto their net, and burn incense into their drag, because by them their portion is fat, and their meat plenteous. Shall they therefore empty their net, and not spare continually to slay the nations? Habakkuk chapter 2. I will stand upon my watch, and set me upon the tower, and will watch to see what he will say unto me, and what I shall answer when I am reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, Write the vision, and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. Yea, also because he transgresseth by wine, he is a proud man. Neither keepeth at home, who enlargeth his desire as hell, and is as death, and cannot be satisfied, but gathereth unto him all nations, and heapeth unto him all people. Shall not all these take up a parable against him, an atoning proverb against him, and say, Woe to him that increaseth that which is not his! How long, and him that ladeth himself with thick clay? Shall they not rise up suddenly, that shall bite thee, and awake that shall vex thee, and thou shalt be for booties unto them, because thou hast spoiled many nations. All the remnant of the people shall spoil thee, because of men's blood, and for the violence of the land, of the city, and of all that dwell therein. Woe to him that coveteth an evil covetousness to his house, that he may set his nest on high, that he may be delivered from the power of evil. Thou hast consulted shame to thy house by cutting off many people, and hast sinned against thy soul. For the stone shall cry out of the wall, and the beam out of the timber shall answer it. Woe to him that buildeth a town with blood, and establisheth a city by iniquity. Behold, is it not of the Lord of hosts that the people shall labor in the very fire, and the people shall weary themselves for very vanity? For the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. Woe unto him that giveth his neighbor drink, that putteth thy bottle to him, and makest him drunken, also that thou mayest look on their nakedness. Thou art filled with shame for glory. Drink thou also, and let thy foreskin be uncovered. The cup of the Lord's right hand shall be turned unto thee, and shameful spewing shall be on thy glory. For the violence of Lebanon shall cover thee, and the spoil of beast, which made them afraid because of men's blood, and for the violence of the land of the city, and of all that dwelleth therein. What profiteth the graven image that the maker thereof hath graven, the molten image, and the teacher of lies that the maker of his work trusteth therein to make dumb idols? Woe unto him that saith to the wood, awake, to the dumb stone, arise. It shall teach. Behold, it is laid over with gold and silver, and there is no breath at all in the midst of it. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him. Habakkuk chapter 3. A prayer of Habakkuk the prophet unto Shigonath. O Lord, I have heard thy speech and was afraid. O Lord, revive thy work in the midst of the years, in the midst of the years made known. In wrath remember mercy. God came from Teman, and the Holy One from Mount Paran, Selah. His glory covered the heavens, and the earth was full of his praise, and his brightness was as the light. He had horns coming out of his hand, and there was hiding of his power. Before him went the pestilence, and burning coals went forth at his feet. He stood and measured the earth. He beheld and drove asunder the nations, and the everlasting mountains were scattered. The perpetual hills did bow. His ways are everlasting. I saw the tents of Cushan in affliction, and the curtains of the land of Midian did tremble. Was the Lord displeased against the rivers? Was thine anger against the rivers? Was thy wrath against the sea, that thou didst ride upon thine horses and thy chariots of salvation? Thy bow was made quite naked, according to the oaths of the tribes, even thy word, Selah. Thou didst cleave the earth with rivers. The mountains saw thee, and they trembled. The overflowing of the waters passed by. The deep uttereth his voice, and lifted up his hands on high. The sun and moon stood still in their habitation. At the light of thine arrows they went, and at the shining of thy glittering spear. Thou didst march through the land in indignation, and thou didst thresh the heathen in anger. Thou wentest forth for the salvation of thy people, even for salvation with thine anointed. Thou woundest the head out of the house of the wicked, by discovering the foundation unto the neck, Selah. Thou didst strike through with his staves the head of his villages. They came out as a whirlwind to scatter me. Their rejoicing was to devour the poor secretly. Thou didst walk through the sea with thine horses, through the heap of great waters. When I heard, my belly trembled, my lips quivered at the voice. Rottenness entered into my bones, and I trembled in myself, that I might rest in the day of trouble. When he cometh up unto the people, he will invade them with his troops. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the fields shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength, and he will make my feet like hinds' feet, and he will make me to walk upon mine high places, to the chief singer of thy stringed instruments. That completes our scripture reading for today. Thank you for joining with us. If the Lord wills, we'll be back with you tomorrow. And remember, until then, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
trusting only in thy merit, would I seek thy face. Heal my wounded, broken spirit. Save me by thy grace. I'm calling, Savior, Savior. Hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Thou, the spring of all my comfort, call.